Good morning, everyone. We are continuing with Merging with Shiva, Chapter 34, Colors Magic. A talk given in 1960 with some material added from 1986. Lesson 233, Blessings and Their Opposite. If resentment and anger are not conquered in this life, all the karmas of the creation of these upsets through life condense and go to seed. In the next life, in condensed form, the colors of the inner aura of the subconscious mind remain in the mind substance of the baby, waiting for similar situations to occur to burst out in a full array of color and take over the outer aura emotions and the conscious and the subconscious mind. As the baby grows physically, the inner aura grows too. That's why parents often sing religious songs and bless the baby with white light, to help in harmonizing the seed karmas so they don't awaken in all their negative power. They work to lighten the colors with white light, and the karmas are lightened. Thus the wise Hindu parent attempts to subdue the sub of the subconscious mind reflected in the permanent aura of the child, even at an early time in life. Each area of this pranic montage of color represents a whole conglomerate of experiences the child had in past lives, but did not resolve and therefore must go through again in this life. So my commentary. So Gurudeva's quote, that's why parents often sing religious songs and bless the baby with white light to help in harmonizing the seed karmas so they don't awaken in all their negative power. So this is an important practice that parents and grandparents can do, which has much more influence on the child's future than is generally thought. Singing religious songs isn't looked at as important, but it is. It's actually changing the karma. And then in terms of Gurudeva's statement, in all their negative power, in other words, the seed karmas are not eliminated, but their negativity is reduced. That's what this practice does. It doesn't eliminate the karma totally, but it reduces the negativity, and we call that mitigation, making less powerful and therefore less disruptive. So we want to mitigate the negative karmas. And one more comment here. Each area of this pranic montage of color represents a whole conglomerate of experiences the child had in past lives, but did not resolve and therefore must go through again in this life. This is pointing out the value of resolving a karma. Many individuals, they experience something, they partially resolve it, but they don't totally resolve it. They still resent the person who return the karma to them, for example, and therefore it's carrying forward to the next life. Back to the text. Yes, you can bless yourself as well. With little effort at all, go within yourself and become aware of the center of your spine where the white light is, and let the light shine out, flooding your entire aura. As it does so, it also will neutralize the more permanent inner aura, lightening the heavier colors, if any, into shades and hues that will inspire and invigorate your future life. When the darker colors are finally gone, they are gone forever. This is indeed a blessing you can give yourself, or which the deity can give you in the temple with the instant power of his rays. My comment. This is a good quote to show it's the monism, theism approach. In other words, that's the monism. Monistic theism goes about things in two ways. Monistic way and the theistic way. So white light can change the inner aura through your meditation, that's the monism, or through attending the temple, that's the theism. So you have a choice, or you can do both. Text, you might be wondering at this time what exactly then is a curse. A curse is just the opposite of a blessing. When someone becomes angry at you, or you become angry with someone, they are actually cursing you or you them. This is because powerful vibrations of red and black, grays and muddy brownish greens are being sent from one person to another. Truly, this hurts and bad karma is made. And the comment is, ahimsa, nonviolence, as we know, does not just relate to our deeds, but in a more subtle way to our words, and as Gurudev is pointing out in this paragraph, to our thoughts. So we need to have nonviolent thoughts, words, and deeds, all three. The text, our holy scriptures tell us that we must purify our intellects. What does this actually mean? It means that we must lighten up the colors that are within our subconscious and sub of the subconscious mind. When the intellect is finely purified, the outer aura shows many pastel colors in and through it. The permanent inner aura will be filled with beautiful patterns of golden yellow, blue, and lavender. But once the intellect is purified, good mental maintenance must occur daily, so that congested areas are not recreated out of habit. This is the great value of a regulated religious life and daily sadhana. So my comment is, stopping our daily sadhanas for an extended period of time is a way that congested areas can be recreated out of habit. As the text states, this is the great value of a regulated religious life and daily sadhana. So certainly if you skip your sadhanas for 2 days, it's not a problem, but skip your sadhanas for 2 years, and you likely will find old negative habits have returned. To keep the colors of our subconscious and sub-subconscious refined, our religion tells us to go on a long pilgrimage once a year. This means we take our inner aura that has been building up through the year and place it at the feet of the deity at some far-off temple. While on the pilgrimage, we are able to collect all its colors, emotions, and deep feelings and leave them, along with our offering of fruit and flowers, at the god's holy feet to be disintegrated by him. So great are the gods of our religion. Why does Gurudeva assign this to pilgrimage rather than just ordinary temple worship? And that's because on pilgrimage we can have a much deeper experience of the deity than worshiping at other times of the year, because it's a longer period of time. Maybe 2 weeks we've set aside all our normal responsibilities, professional responsibilities, domestic responsibilities. We've taken care of everything, and therefore we're able to focus more one-pointedly on the worship. Text, to keep the colors of our subconscious and sub-subconscious refined, our religion tells us to read scripture daily because their high-minded thoughts and concepts bring purple, lavender, pink, and yellow into our aura. To keep the colors of our subconscious and sub-subconscious refined, our religion tells us to perform puja daily, to personally invoke the higher beings in the Devaloka at our own home shrine and obtain their blessings. It may interest you to know that such blessings lighten not only the aura of each one in the household, but also the physical building itself. Keep the colors of our subconscious and sub-subconscious refined, our religion tells us to provide the essential sacraments in life for the children, so that the permanent impressions of these special combinations of color and sound are placed into the inner aura of the subconscious mind and added to the ones that are already there from previous samskaras. That's a very interesting idea and goes to the essence of samskara. So samskara, of course, has a couple of meanings. In its general sense, it just means an impression. But in this sense, it means a sacrament, such as Namakarana, Vidyaramba. But the sacrament is also an impression. So it has both meanings. What are you impressing? You're impressing the subconscious mind or the inner aura with a religious vibration at a psychological point in one's life, such as starting to eat, starting to go to school, so forth. So you're putting a religious impression in deeply, and that is changing everything else that's there for the better. Why don't we stop there? Have a wonderful day.